بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In this juz 21, we have several surah from the Quran. One of them is Surah Ar-Rum, towards the beginning. And I'm going to share my screen and review just a few verses from this. But before I do, the beginning of Surah Ar-Rum. So Surah Ar-Rum, the chapter Rome, was an early Meccan surah. And it's called the chapter on Rome because something historic occurred where the Byzantines had just defeated in the borderland between the Byzantine Empire and the Roman Empire. They had just defeated the Romans and had captured some of the land. And the revelation at the beginning of the surah says that in just a few years, Rome is going to win. Less than 10 years, Rome is going to turn the tides and recapture. And the Arabs at that time were skeptical of the message of the Prophet in general, but they were even more skeptical when he came with this news that they found completely incredible, not credible. And of course, within less than 10 years, Rome in fact did obtain a victory against the Byzantines. And so this was one of the early miracles of the Quran. Now, because it's an early Meccan surah, and because there's some skepticism and there's some debate and dialogue captured in the Quran between the believers and the polytheists of Arabia at that time, you see in these verses a dialectic, a kind of discourse, a kind of appeal to have people reevaluate what it is that they believe. What are the assumptions that they had that they just take for granted? And so there's this beautiful set of verses starting, and I'm going to share now, starting in verse number 20, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن آياته أن خلقكم من تراب ثم إذا أنتم بشر تنتشرون. One of his signs is that he created you from dust, and lo and behold, you became human and scattered far and wide. So the beginning of each of these four verses that I'm going to review with you, or five verses, starts with وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. It is one of God's signs. So already they're challenged to reflect upon this this idea, this notion, this phenomenon in nature, that if you contemplate it, it should give you a pause and say, wait a second, is there a higher power? All right, what role does God play in this phenomenon that's taking place? So the first phenomenon is that, where did you come from? Like, how did you come to be? How is it that you are here on this earth in existence? Where did you come from? Where is your soul from? So Allah addresses that early on and says, look, he is the one who brought you into existence. It's one of his signs that you even exist. Your existence is evidence of God, the creator. And you became not just one human, but a human race that has spread far and wide. All right. Now for the next four verses, there's a conclusion. This first one doesn't have it, but the next four have a conclusion. And the conclusion talks about what kind of person this verse is really speaking to. So let's look for it at the end of this one. And for time's sake, I'm just going to read the English. So it says, another of his signs is that he created spouses from among you. And I heard Dr. Saleh reading this verse, and I know he must have been thinking this is one of the go-to verses he recites when he does officiates all of his marriages. It's such a beautiful verse. I love this verse. I recite this verse when I officiate marriages as well. One of his miraculous signs is that he created spouses from your own souls, from your own selves, for you to live with in tranquility, and he ordained love and kindness between you. What a beautiful verse. That our spouses, our mates, all right, our soul mates are from the same source, And the dynamic, although it might be contentious at time, he put between us rahmah, mercy, compassion, but he also put between us that which draws us to one another, the attraction, the love, the beauty that exists in that dynamic between husband and wife, with all of its ups and downs and challenges, etc. If you simply reflect, and as this verse concludes, that this is one of the signs, that this is one of the signs for those who reflect deeply. All right, this is truly these are truly signs, or there are truly signs in this for those who reflect. لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So if you pause and you're one of the people who reflects upon your condition, your circumstance, your position in existence, you will find in the nature of the relationship between husband and wife many signs of God's existence. There is this beauty, this balance, this opportunity for character growth, etc. It's a beautiful thing to reflect upon. And the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were challenging the Arabs to reflect upon this. And then the next ayah, that it is one of his signs another of his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth and the diversity of your languages and colors. Subhanallah. Truly, there are signs in this for those who know. لِقَوْمٍ لِلْعَالِمِين. Those who have ilm, those who have knowledge, the knowers. All right. So for those people who have understanding and knowledge, the diversity of the human race and the expanse of diversity within the linguistic universe that exists amongst human beings are signs of a beautiful creator. And the diversity of our skin tones, of our racial groupings, this is, and I love the way that the Quran puts it. You know, he doesn't call it, in the Quran, it's not called race. It's just the color of your skin. It's pigment. It's just skin tone. So one of the key messages of the Prophet, and as I mentioned, I think before, last time, his final message in the farewell pilgrimage was that none of you are better than the other because of the color of your skin. This is a universal message that has withstood the test of time and will continue to be relevant throughout all of human history. And so it is here, referencing just skin tone. But in the diversity of skin tone is beauty and reflecting the beauty of the creator, the beauty of the creation reflecting the beauty of the creator. And for those who truly know and understand and think and research, the greater you know, the more you have a sense of awe of God. As the verse says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Only those of his servants who have true knowledge can fully be in awe of God. All right, almost out of time. So next ayah, almost finished. Thank you for your patience, Dr. Saleh, Sheikh Asim. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, among his signs are your sleep by night and by day, and you're seeking his bounty. There truly are signs in this for those who can hear. لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ. All right, so those people who have the sense of hearing, who truly listen, who not just hear but listen, there are signs in this balance between being asleep and being awake. How refreshed are you after a nap? Some of you maybe in Ramadan take a nice qailula to be refreshed during this month. Sleep is like a rebooting of your system, and you know it gives you the stamina to go forward and seek God's bounty in the daytime. All right. So I just want to make sure there is no messages saying hurry up and finish. All right. I am almost finished though, Dr. Saad. I said, thank you so much. The next one says,
You still have three more minutes.
Three more minutes. May Allah bless you. All right.
Perfect.
This last ayah that I'm going to stop on, even though there's a few more that I wanted to cover, but I'm going to stop here.
Cover them. It's okay. No. I give you until 9:35.
No, it's okay. I'm going to stop here. So this last one here is, and I'll just read the English again for time's sake. Among his signs too are that he shows you the lightning that terrifies and inspires hope. I love the way this is phrased. So imagine you're a Bedouin desert, Bedouin desert Arab, and in comes a big storm. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever lived in Saudi Arabia. I've lived there, and it doesn't rain very often. But when it rains, so it pours. I mean, there's hail sometimes, and lightning and thunder, and it's, you know, it could be a torrential downpour. And I was even at the Kaaba one time, and it was raining so hard, everyone left. So there was just a few of us drenched, soaking in water. Water was flooding the floor around the Kaaba. And, you know, it really rains hard sometimes. So why is this a source of fear? And why is this a source of hope? Well, it's a source of fear because, you know, those lightning strikes are pretty powerful, and the thunder clouds roll in low. And, you know, that's a powerful bolt of lightning. It can scare people. You don't have big shelters back in the day to take refuge in. And so it can be very scary. But why hope? Well, because it indicates there's going to be rain. And with rain, it brings back life to the dead earth. And this is a theme throughout the Quran. يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. That God brings life back to the dead earth. And that is one of his signs, because think about it. As human beings, we are going to die, but then God is going to bring us back to life and hold us to account. And we will stand before him in judgment before deciding our fate, whether we go to heaven or to hell. And so there's an analogy there in creation, from the dead earth to life. And then so will be for human beings. We will also have that. So God is challenging people, لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ, for the people who truly have reason, who use their reason, who have intellect, who use their minds, who use their brains. So here Allah and the Prophet are challenging the Arabs at the time of the early revelation to contemplate and shift their thinking and to use their reason to really listen and to hear, to reflect upon their situation, their status, and the creation around them and nature around them. Because if they truly do that, they will submit to the divine God Almighty. And this is as relevant for us today, even though we're already believers. It's important for us to take a step back. Don't just assume things. Use our reason. Use our intellect. Use our fu'ad, our heart, our qalb, and try to perceive the signs of God. Because the signs of God are many verses from the Quran, but also they're around us, all around us, in nature and even within our own selves and our relationships, like in the relationship between us and our spouses. So this is a beautiful Quran for people who really engage with it this month. It can elevate us and draw us closer to our Creator and have greater appreciation for His creation all around us and for the opportunity that we have here to know the Creator through his creation, and to do our best to submit our will. Sometimes we struggle with that, but to submit ourselves to our Lord and thereby become relevant and beautiful and good in how we conduct ourselves in this limited time we have here on earth. May Allah accept from us our fast and our efforts and our prayers and our recitation of the Quran, and may it become the light of our heart and illuminate, let that light illuminate our whole being, our intellect, and emanate through our conduct, illuminating the world in which we live. Amin ya rabbil alameen. Jazakum Allahu khair.